Said, welcome everyone to another episode of the G Lou Show, OG Sundays, fabulous low rider oldies for all the OGs. Progressive Urban Talk Radio, hosted by me, G Lou, Miss OG Queen Jean, the cousin herself, cousin Marcy, Hank Norman, and special guests we be having hanging out with us, my producer DJ Maniac on the track. So welcome everyone to another show. Hope everyone had a great Sunday. Hope everyone had a great week. Winding down this year right here. It's crazy to, you know, see that this year is like almost over already. When it just like started, 2023 was just like a flash. Man, crazy how this time be flying out, man. But same time, I'm glad to be here. Like Queen Jean would say, glad to make the roll call for the day and for the year. You know what I mean? So I'm very thankful. Got a chance to go to the big house today and see the Lord and see a great little program, singing praise and worship and beautiful thing with my mom. So it was a beautiful day. Hope everyone else had a beautiful day. Let me send a shout out to our sponsors before I get this thing started and bring in my lovely cast and co-hosts. Shout out to BTP Media Group, the homie Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate. Happy belated birthday to Jeff, too. He celebrated a birthday this week. So shout out to our sponsor, Jeff Kwan, BTP Media Group. Anything media related, get at them. They're on IG, BTP Media, and online. Also, 93.3 Tweet FMism, Thursday nights, Tweet Cadillac, the After Six Cruise Mix. Check them out. Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon. The G Lou Show YouTube channel. Make sure you go over there, tap in, subscribe, like, share the channel. Street Level Clothing. And with that being said, let me bring in my co-host. First and foremost, the OG, Miss Queen Jean, is on the scene. Also,
hey.
Queen Jean on the scene. Mean Jean, if you make her mad. Shout out to Cousin Marcy is in the building with us too. The official Cousin Marcy's Minute platform.
Yes, sir.
Check her out. She's here. And we got my DJ, my producer, DJ Maniac. He's hanging out tonight. So what's up, people? How y'all doing?
We good over here.
Hey. Hey, Queen Cousin. Hey, D. Lou Fam. DJ Maniac.
I'll be right back.
I'm going to start from my pencil.
Hey, Queen Cousin. Hey, King
DJ
Maniac.
Queen
I keep my pencil sharpened. I never know what I might be using from that lid.
You've been saying that. I'm still DJ Maniac live. How y'all living out there? Because y'all far from me. All y'all far from me.
I know.
Wait, Mark, are you in L.A.?
Yeah, I'm far from all y'all.
She in California, yeah. So,
California.
It's been a great Sunday, you know.
Okay.
It's always good to be in the midst of, in the presence of the Lord, like you were today, King G. Lou, just to be amongst worshipers. I mean, we worship with ourselves and we fellowship with others through social media, sometimes through phone calls. But when you are in the actual building, that's a whole different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It hits you totally different. Totally different. And if you can't walk out of there feeling different, feeling rejuvenated, feeling more enlightened, feeling more at peace, then you walked into the wrong house, period.
Mm. Period. Period. Mm-hmm. Preach, 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 preach. It's a beautiful thing.
That's how I feel anyway. Yeah, I want to walk out of there feeling all those things I just mentioned.
Yeah, the choir, that's what I miss, like that choir. They was jamming up in there. It was more like a Christmas program, and they were just jamming, like, all the, you know, that choir, men's choir, women's choir, children. They had the kids in there doing their thing. It was beautiful.
The youth choir, yeah. The men's choir, children, Sunshine Band. Yeah, you know, and it's the Christmas season, so there are a lot of churches doing Christmas plays and having Christmas programs and, you know, to all praise due to the Most High, like, for real. Because we're here again, y'all, to fellowship.
We made that roll call, like you said.
Yeah, we made that roll call. So we here, and to everyone who's listening, you're here. You know, it's a blessing to have made it, like truly, truly a blessing to have made it, y'all, unless you're just not happy with your life. Yeah.
That part.
Yeah.
That Pizzard.
Hey.
Cousin Marcy, what's cracking with you? How you doing?
Yeah, Cousin Marcy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a good day as well, fellowship. Okay, we here. I'm sorry. You know, y'all know what I was doing. Okay. I'm being nosy now. I'll be a little nosy, but a good day. Started off with some good food. My daughter cooked and, you know, just the chores and doing the Lord's work, you know, just trying to, like y'all said, y'all get me pumped up already.
Let me ask you this,
yes,
Cousin Marcy. I was having three beautiful daughters over there with you, but like far as even, like you said, my daughter cooked today. You can just kick back on the daughters be cooking a lot, or do you guys take turns, or cause all women in there, that got to be a lot of good cooking going on. How do y'all deal with the cooking situation, and who does what and what?
I'm going to answer, and then I'm going to have my witness bear witness, okay? I got a witness in here. So yesterday I saw a meme and it reminded me of my children, and it was from the Dave Chappelle show, and it was the skit where the man was messing with the lady and he said, "I don't smell no dinner cooking." So that's 90% of me living with my grown children. They be running around here. They hear me open the refrigerator, open a package, and they come in there. "What you cooking? Are you cooking?" So, but other than that, Queen can attest they will get in there and they'll go ahead and do their thing. So it's just, but I never depend on them to cook. So it's just a good balance. It's a good balance.
Right, right. Okay. Okay.
Because
I be seeing them on that, they be on the gram flexing. Because I be seeing some stuff on the gram sometimes. I be like, it be going down over there between you and your daughters.
I said yesterday, I can't wait till Queen come back because we trying out so much new stuff and we trying to get fancy with the Queen. So I'm really into table settings now, my Real Housewife stuff. So I'm just like, oh, we got to set the table. So, Queen, when you come back, just be prepared.
Well, there it is. Hey, where's Maniac at? What's going on with you, Maniac? How you living, brother?
I'm good. I'm good. I can't complain. I've been excited for Queen Marcy. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
About the R&B Theater Volume 5. I love that.
Okay. Y'all got some stuff cooking up?
Not right now. We just got finished with that one.
Oh, okay.
I just need to learn how to put it out on iTunes.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you, Queen.
Yes, ma'am.
What happened? I see you called in on a different line.
Think,
what happened?
I think Blog Talk kicked. I think they kicked me out. I just
oh my gosh.
Really hung up.
I still see you there.
When I was in,
I still see you there, but
yeah,
I can't hear
was,
you now. See, I don't know. Blog Talk been tripping,
yeah,
man, last week or so. I don't know what's going on, really.
No.
Because you were talking bad about Kanye when I was trying to talk good on Friday.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Kanye, did you guys see Michael Rapport's rampage he had? Is that Michael Rapport,
that's
the
old
comedian?
Queen. Were you talking about Kanye?
No, he was talking about, because Kanye, okay, maybe it is. Kanye was just, I sent it on West Coast Cam's page, and Kanye was talking about the Jews going all the way left. Is that old?
Yeah, he already talked about the Jews, but he just had a new rant he did a couple. That's what I was messing with Cousin Marcy about Friday. I said, you ain't going to talk about the rant he just did. He just did another rant that about like Friday that went viral. But he been talking about the Jews, and I think that's old unless it's something new. Michael Rapaport went off on. He did a whole little thing. Like where he was talking about Kanye. Okay.
Yeah, he's talking about the one that he just went off on. And I was like, wow, just to hear him, if he could have said the N-word and felt like he could get away with it, he would have said it numerous times because it was right on the tip of his tongue. And it's like, wow, he was mad. Is he Jew or something?
Yeah, he's Jewish. But you
know
who Michael Rapport is, right? He's Jewish,
isn't
but like
he
he's been, he like black. He's been with the black, like his whole career.
Woman.
Yeah, and all that. And I don't know if he is married to, you probably think about the other dude. But Michael Rapport is like been around a long time and been affiliated, you know, with a lot of, you know, like within the black community, I would say, how he grew up and Spike Lee and all these things. So he feels, not saying he had the right or not, but he, you know, he can speak on certain stuff, and probably with Kanye because he is Jewish, you know what I mean? So I don't know. But I know they've been having a thing.
When you see Higher Learning,
yeah,
have you seen Higher
Learning,
that movie?
Yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Jackson Singleton movie.
Okay, so
he's in that.
Michael Rapaport is Remy. No, Michael Rapaport is the shooter in that movie, the skinhead guy. So that's where he's at. He's an actor.
Yeah, I know who he is. I know who Michael Rapaport is. I was just, I'm just like King said, I just got him confused with the other brother or the other brother, mm-hmm. but the other guy who is married to sisters, but they're him and his wife were separated, and that's what I got from social media. But I definitely know who Michael Rapport is.
Mm-hmm. Queen, yeah, he wanted to say the N-word, like Cardi B was dropping them N-words on her rant.
Oh, yeah.
You want to say
Cardi B ain't
like,
black, so it make it better for her because
right.
she a rapper and she ain't
no,
black.
No,
people don't know that. Cardi
point.
B is just Dominican or whatever she is. You know what I mean? But she not black. But again, those people mm-hmm. in New York, they different. You know what I mean? They feel like the Puerto Ricans and stuff feel like they black. I don't know. Yeah. But she's not.
Well, the music makes them all feel like they're black. So,
oh yeah, yeah. Nowadays everybody say nigga. Everybody say nigga nowadays. That's just the real. I've
well,
heard
the
them all.
And the
white,
v.
White, Chinese, Mexican, everyone says nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Or the V and the V makes them think.
That's why I don't really like to say it.
Too.
Me personally, I never thought I'd say that, but I don't like to say it no more. I don't say it really. In fact, not like on. You know, especially not like out like that. If I'm just you know, but. I really don't like to say it at all. I mean,
but you know what I've noticed is that when we have someone or our culture hanging out with a different race, they'll, you know, freely say it with each other until that one is called that in a real like, oh, I know you meant that. Now you're ready to
right,
fight.
Right.
But you
right.
allow them to do it in the setting.
Yeah, I can't. Because I really grew up when that shit was really. When other motherfuckers are saying that shit against you, whether it be Mexican or whoever, calling you a nigga, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I can't. I know it's a different generation, though. You know what I mean? So I understand, but I can't rock with that. And that's why I think it starts with you have to start with yourself, though, because a lot of people say, "Oh, I don't like that" and all this, but they saying nigga all the time, nigga talking to them, calling them nigga. So it's like you got to start with you. So I got to start with myself if I'm saying I don't like it, especially you know how I be doing my thing. With other races, I'll be a hypocrite. So I don't say that. I'm trying not to.
It's just not good for our culture to say it. And you know, back in the day, it was a slang when I think it was in the 70s. They would say nigga please. But now, back in the day, I used to say nigga please because it was part of the you know. And I think I said
it
before when I worked up at USC, the captain was black, and he heard me say that to one of the officers. And he called me in his office, and he tore me a whole new page of knowledge. Like, we just don't do that. We don't do that here. We don't do that with each other. And
you don't understand that type of stuff till you get older, I think. Now, because I never thought, you know, I'd be saying certain stuff. I say, but I guess it comes with age and wise. And learning, you know, like, you know,
paying attention,
I guess, you know.
So, yeah, it comes with, for me, it came with paying attention and seeing how it was being used and learning the knowledge of where it comes from.
Right.
That's what will do it, you know. So, yeah. OG,
okay.
No, getting into something, right?
Yeah, we got into it tonight.
Good, so.
It's never a bad thing. It's never a bad thing to start off with a little bit of knowledge. You know what I mean? Like they say, what's the mathematics? You hit them with the mathematics early.
Mathematics.
You dig?
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we chilling. We got DJ
time
Maniac,
to go.
Queen.
Let's
Jean.
Go, Maniac. Time for us to get that seat.
Marcy.
Hey, I
want to
give a
like
shout out
right
before
here.
We.
Oh, go ahead.
Before we shout out real quick to our cousin, to our Aunt Connie. She made 90 years of age yesterday, so happy birthday to Aunt Connie.
Yes, happy birthday.
She had a big old bash out there in Thompson, like old school backyard boogie like it was when we were kids. She made 90 years old yesterday.
Did I see Bry Dog, or was that my Uncle Cecil playing them congos?
That was Uncle Cecil playing them, but Bry Dog was there. But that was Uncle Cecil playing them. Uncle Cecil and Cousin Chucky. So we're not going to make this a birthday thing, so now we can take a ride.
Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. I know, right? Okay, I'm zipping it. I'm in the back.
OG Sundays, y'all. Fabulous Lowrider.
picture of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry.
Guide you through the night. If you want someone who understands, then things can't get uptight. If it means anything to you to know that I care for you, check it out.
can sometimes bring you down. But different situations doesn't always be around. Check it out.
Hey, Queen Cousin Marcy King, DJ Maniac, y'all there. I want you back. Hello? Can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
DJ Maniac? Okay, mm-hmm. Queen Cousin Marcy?
Yeah.
I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Brother Hank? Yes, Brother Hank.
Man, look here, man. I just checked in, man, and say, hey, what's happening, yo? What's going on? Shit. Where you been?
Yay!
We're having technical difficulties.
I see. No. I see. I'm checking it out.
Hey,
but y'all getting it under control, man. I'm proud of y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Cousin Marcy, I hear you in the background back there. Yeah, man, I love you, man. Your energy is off the chain. Keep doing what the fuck you're doing. Hey, send me some of that shit. Give me some of that for Christmas, whatever it is you be on. Just send me a box of it for Christmas. Will you do that?
Okay. It's an essential water H2O. That's the box coming.
I love you, man. Send me a box of that good shit, man. Love you. I love you, cousin. Queen Jean?
How you doing?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm glad you can hear me because I was getting ready to say y'all having some more technical difficulties. Sis, I love you. I know you running the show and doing what you do. I just came on to say, hey, I love y'all. And God told me to call at this particular moment so we can y'all get y'all technical difficulties together, get that shit together, man, okay? And listen, don't forget to let the people know that I got a show tonight, Thursday night. Thursday night comedy at the Roy Anthony comedy, the Roy Anthony Live Comedy Show. He's not going to be there this week. I'm hosting the show, and I got some of my comedian partners that I go way back with. They used to be with me on the Long Beach Live show, and they helped me with the Ricky Harris, when I did the Ricky Harris show for his and his family. So I want to say shout out to the comedian Melrose Uncut, Jamario McClain, Kenny Jones, Marty McFly, Black Rosebud and Carmel Gray. They're going to come help me out Thursday night. And you know I'm the host on Big Hank, man. So y'all come out, get your laughs on. It's only $10. I don't know if it's going to be raining, but it's going to be cold. So put your shit on so you won't be too cold. We got chicken. We got drinks. Come on, man. We got Snoop Dogg cousin on the chicken. Two old men. Chicken is he been popping lately because he been at all Snoop Dogg shit. He telling me his price is finna go up because Snoop Dogg signed him on. Nigga, I don't want to hear all that shit, nigga. We ain't Snoop Dogg, man. Your shit like you been doing. Look what he told me. He said yesterday's prices ain't gonna be today's prices. I'm like, nigga, I don't want to hear that shit, nigga. You ain't balling yet, nigga. Nigga, Snoop ain't signed you yet, nigga. He's Snoop cousin, so he think he balling. But that's my nigga, man. Shout out to Tay Dog, two old man chicken. That shit be fire, though. I ain't gonna lie. That shit be fire, so. We fuck with him. Listen, I love y'all, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy. I ain't heard G-Lou yet, so I guess he ain't on. But I just want to tell y'all I love y'all. And I'm watching the show. I'm watching the football game. And I just wanted to check in. God told me to call it this time because I knew y'all was having technical difficulties. I know y'all got it all straight now because I hear both of y'all. And we good, man. So I love y'all, all right?
Amen.
Much love to you, big
man,
bro. And yeah, to the queen. And to the queen, you guys. Y'all got those beautiful Christmas trees up and on display. So, yes.
Happy holidays to the Norman squad.
Love you, sweetheart.
Thank you,
baby. That's right. I love
you too. Love you, Queen Norman. Yes, ma'am. And listen, I never can say Roy, but I just said a Roy Anthony show downtown Long Beach at the Upper Room at 246 East 3rd Street. Y'all heard it.
Bingo.
Get your chicken
Bingo.
There, $10 for entry. Don't be tripping coming there and get your laughter on. Even if it is raining, just get an umbrella. They got them at the dollar store. They'll last you for 8 hours. Get your umbrella and go to the show.
You can also follow the YouTube.
You can also follow the YouTube channel as well and see our Big Bro Hank performing, the Roy Anthony YouTube channel. I'm getting it. I couldn't even say it at first. That's why I would never say his name. But I got it. So to God be the glory.
You got it.
And
you
also,
got it. I'm on the show with you. I got it. I'm on the show with you. You know you get that shit down, Pat. You know I got you.
Three times. And also for our big brother, you know, that's our deacon, Norman Hank. Hank Norman, Norman Hank Wilds, at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church every Sunday at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. You got to check him out because sometimes you will catch him praising and feeling that spirit. I love it. I love it. Him and his queen be dressed every Sunday to go give their praise, and she's also on the usher board, you know, so make sure you get to that church. Yes, and the Bible study every Wednesday, Facebook Live at 12 noon. So, you know, it's a lot going on with St. Luke Holy Baptist Church.
That poor.
So,
man, I love you.
You get your free food too, y'all. Free,
Come on, man. Second day of the week, you're going to get your other brother to go there. That's right. And then we got the free lunches at 12 o'clock every Monday at 12 noon, free lunch. Everybody hot. Sometimes it be hot. Sometimes it be sandwiches. But it's a free lunch. Come get it.
Come get it. Get your blessing. Don't be ashamed. If you want your wooden floors done, you can negotiate with Brother Hank.
Fuck around and splash a couple of hundred on me, and watch your floor shine like new money around this.
That's what I'm saying. He'll do it for you. You gotta know. I'm telling you, I seen them floors shine. I was like, man, that looked like a crystal shine. That was a shine.
Thank you, sis. Thank you, sis. I love you, sis. Thank you, buddy.
I love you, too. So I just wanted to put that out to you guys about Deacon
Off
Hank
the chain.
Norman, the comedian, you know,
Queen,
any accolades.
Queen
Jean
off the chain, y'all. She be tripping, man. She off the chain with this shit, man. She always keep bullshitting, man. Thank you, sis.
Putting them X's on. You're welcome.
Thank
we love you.
Love you too, baby.
The steel curtain might be tripping for a minute, but don't get beside yourself because y'all doing a little something, Raiders.
You quit reading my post, man. The steel curtain out there looking like the shower curtain.
Oh, my God. He is clowning us. See, I was like, wait a minute. The Raiders doing a little something now this time. Just clown the Steelers. It's time to get your clown on. Cause they
you already know. I got to clown when I can. Y'all just lost, so I got to give it to y'all like I did. The Cowboys been winning all year. Shit, I finally got a chance to clown their ass. Shit, I'm going to clown their ass.
Yeah, you was clowning them. I was like, "Who?
Okay.
I
love you, baby.
The who?
I said the steel curtain. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they call themselves the steel curtain, but they out there looking like the shower curtains. You understand?
There was another team you just mentioned. No. There was another.
The Cowboys.
I said that the Cowboys, they was looking like the Cowboys for a minute, but now they back to their old self playing like the old Cowgirls again.
You must be speaking French because I'm not catching that name. Could you tell me where they're from?
you must like that star. You like that star?
I can't stand that star. That's why I'm messing with you. There ain't nobody think about them.
That's my nigga. You know, I knew you was my nigga.
Ain't nobody thinking about them.
Love y'all, man.
We love you, too. We miss you. God bless.
For real.
You've been the blessing that you've been.
I miss y'all, too. I promise y'all. I'll be back. I'm coming back, man. I love y'all. I just want to let y'all know I'm here, man. I love y'all. I'm listening. And this is supposed to be the G-Lou oldie but goodie show. We over here clowning and doing comedy, man. We got to put a record on. Put something on. Shit. Come on, Queen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we go. Do you have a request?
You know I do, man. Give me some of that love train. Give me some of that love train.
That's the compunction.
That's some love train by compunction. Give me some of that, man. And me and my wife will go on and do the nasty, and we'll be too fucking to her.
All right, I'm going back to the back of the class. Hey, I'm out. Maniac, You got the snack.
No, don't call Maniac. Don't call Maniac, man, please. Where Maniac at?
Right here.
It's taking 5 minutes to say something. Say something.
Hey, I was saying where you've been at.
I was saying where you've been
still
at.
Ain't said that.
Yeah, he did. Let me tell you what he said. Listen, wait a minute. Quiet for a second. This is what he said.
No.
It takes me back to when we were like nappy-headed little kids playing.
Okay.
And they say, where you been at? That's what he said. Where you been at?
Where you been at? Hey, he sound like how we used to. I got a homeboy named Ed. We probably like 6th, 7th grade. And Ed's brother used to call him kid. Ed, what you been and said, Ed? What you been and said, Ed?
See, I love that. That's good for me. I love that lingo. Where you been at? You know what I'm saying? That's like,
wholesome. Where you been at?
That is wholesome.
That's old,
you know?
That's real old school. Nigga, where you been at, nigga?
It's wholesome, though. I love it. So now you're going to have me being around here saying, but you know, people in Louisiana talk like that all the time.
Where you been at? Man,
I'm going to start saying that's on the
bottom, because we don't even say that no more. We don't even say that no more. You know, where you been at?
Where you been,
I ain't seen you in a while, nigga. Where you been? Not where you been at. That's country as fuck.
I'm
going to
start saying where you been at. I like the way that sounds.
I ain't got no problem with it either. Me either. It just got a little country twang on it. Where you been at? Shit, where you been at?
You hear that emotion saying in the background?
I hear it.
So I can love it. That's that Texas pop type of music.
OG Sunday, y'all. That's the Queen James. Welcome to Back Deacon Norman. Cousin Martin, DJ Maniac, and Mr. Let's go, y'all.
Love me. family. Your boy OG bringing that dumb nigga cool word out of that south. Posted on OG Fundy with that nigga Hank to the game to a big flossy floss in that damn pool relief. No one for keeping shit popping. On the real.
staying out the way, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, I've been gone for a couple of weeks, man. Shout out to all the G-Lou listeners, man. That's out there listening from the land of Japan. Shout out to G-Lou, man, for giving us things like us, man. Shout out to my platform, man, to show our talents, man. Shout out to my boy, man. Shout out to my boy, Flossy B, man, for holding down for long, man. For problem, tribulation, man. We all going through, man. Me and Tom Ford, Flossy, been out there doing it, man, on the front line, man. I respect that. You understand what I'm saying? And shout out to all the G-Lou listeners from the land of Japan. It's out there listening, man. It's your boy, man. I'm back, man. Been going through some things, man. I just couldn't get this shit right, man. But, you know, I'm back, man. Thanks to the gangster, man. The Vision Magalition. A.K.A. the Cripple Lady, man. Been banging on these niggas ever since these niggas seen me, man. So I'm back, man. I just, you know, had to get my shit right, man. I'm back, though, man. It's all good, man. I love you, right. G-Lou.
West Coast, back in the house once again. It's the LOCCC. This goes out to all the homies in the hood. Eastside LBC, 21 Street. What's up, cuz? Alright, let me lay this down. I goes deeper than 2-1, original from the swamp. Little snotty nose kid with a pit named Chunk. That gangster named Chuck, rest in peace, that's my OG since I've been fagged. Been a close homie, couldn't steer me wrong. As the story goes on, just listen to this game while I'm pushing insane. What about the homies? Praise up high for this roll call. My lyrics is some paint. This track is a war. Eugene Gans, alias Big Doggy Dog, Smiley Mo, Big Gator, Ace Capone, gangster Blue Dog. Just a few of the homies and I still ain't finished. This is Motor Raiders only, Croft Dog, he's a man. Die Hard, C-Nut, T-Mac, and Tiny Duck. We Loaf, Lil Reg, and Sinbad, he's a nut. Can't forget about Muggs with them fat bud sacks. I am Block G from the LBC. Strap Dollar Baby, Bandit, and Motor Deuce. Tommy Papa, Joe Cool, Mel Dog, and Boo Boo. Baby Croft, Little John, John, and Juju. LB Dre, Man Man, and Leonard D. Tracy D. Gangsta John, and Baby Loaf. Lil Spit, Baby Bread Dog.